Today's non-fiction text is The Hunt for the Abominable Snowmen. The Abominable Snowmen, or Yeti, are mysterious ape-like creatures of legend said to dwell in the Himalayan mountain range. Whilst dozens of expeditions into the mountains of Asia have yet to prove if these animals really exist, their legend has endured for hundreds of years. Real or not, the tale of the Yeti brings a moral to all who hear it. Stay away from the wild and dangerous animals. Yeti are said to be around 6 feet tall and covered in dark greyish or reddish brown hair. They have appeared in folk tales and legends of the Himalayan people for centuries. When Alexander the Great conquered the Indus Valley in 326 BC, he demanded that they bring him a Yeti. The locals told him this was impossible as the creatures were used to living in the mountains and would not survive at such low altitude. A wider interest in the Yeti grew during the early part of the 20th century. It was then that they gained their popular name, the Abominable Snowmen. Westerners had started travelling to the Himalayas and attempting to climb the mountains. When one group of explorers were interviewed by the journalist Henry Newman, they told him that they had seen strange footprints on the mountain. Their guide had explained that these were the footprints of a creature called the Metokangmi. The name Metokangmi means man-bear snowman. Newman mistranslated meto as filthy and then decided to use abominable instead. In his newspaper report, he named the Yeti Abominable Snowman, and they've worn that label ever since. Further sightings were to follow. In 1925, N.A. Tombazi recorded that he saw an unknown creature near a glacier. He said, unquestionably, the figure in outline was exactly like that of a human being, walking upright and stopping occasionally to pull at some rhododendron bushes. It showed up dark against the snow and, as far as I could make out, wore no clothes. 2 hours later, when Tombazi and his companions had descended the mountain, they saw the creature's footprints in the snow. The prints were only 6 to 7 inches wide, but were undoubtedly made by a creature walking on 2 feet. In 1942, two hikers in the Himalayas saw dark shapes moving through the snow a quarter of a mile away. Despite the distance, the hikers were able to describe the animals as being close to 8 feet in height, with squarish heads, powerful chests, and reddish-brown fur. Nobody could tell if the Yeti sightings were hoaxes, genuine, or just misidentification. A common explanation for a Yeti sighting is that it is really a different animal, such as a large bear, which has been seen. Interest in the Yeti was only to increase in the 1950s. Eric Shipton had been attempting to scale Mount Everest when he chanced across footprints belonging to an unknown animal. His photographs were heavily debated and analysed. Whilst many believed that these were the best evidence for the existence of the Yeti, others believed they could have been made by some other animals. In 1953, Sir Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay became the first recorded mountaineers to reach the peak of Mount Everest. Hillary reported seeing large footprints on the mountain and, though never seeing the creature, said that his father had seen one twice. In later years, Hillary was much more sceptical about the existence of the Yeti. The Pangbosh Monastery in the Himalayas held a collection of hairs believed to have come from a Yeti. An expedition team were able to obtain some of these hairs and take them for analysis. The hairs were looked at by Professor Frederick Wood Jones. After comparing the hairs to those of other animals, the professor was convinced that they did not come from a bear or an ape, but from a hoofed animal. He was, however, unable to identify which animal they might have come from. In March 1986, experienced mountaineer and explorer Anthony Waldridge was in the Himalayas when he saw what he believed to be a Yeti. The creature stood silently and perfectly still near a ridge 500 feet away. Odd tracks in the snow seemed to lead towards it. Waldridge took 2 photographs of the creature. These were analysed and claimed by some to prove that the Abominable Snowman was a real creature. A group of experts returned the following year to discover that Waldridge had taken a photograph not of a metakangami, but a dark outcrop of rock which looked like an upright figure. Whilst belief in the Yeti has waned in the 21st century, there are still alleged sightings today. In 2010, two Chinese hunters claimed to have caught a Yeti. What they had captured was revealed to be a civet, a cat-like animal with a face like kangaroo, which had lost all of its fur due to disease. In April 2019, an Indian mountaineering expedition claimed to have spotted mysterious Yeti footprints near Makalu Mountain Base Camp. It seems unlikely that we will ever learn if the abominable snowman is a real animal of flesh and blood, or simply a creature of myth and legend. The Yeti has been a mystery for thousands of years, and it may well remain a mystery for thousands more. Do you think it's real?